Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files. Have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Good evening, everyone. Another Sunday night, another Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. Thank you, everyone, for listening and listening every week, making this one of the most popular shows on the Biz Talk Radio Network. And we have affiliates all over the country. I think we even have our farthest one is in Anchorage, Alaska. So you can check us out from any place. And thank you for the comments on our show. We always have the top people, and that doesn't change today. That's for sure who we have on the show. One last thing, check out my book, Rogue Town. You've made it a popular selling book. We're in the process of writing Rogue Town 2. And so stand by for that. I'll announce that down the months ahead when that is ready. And today's show features a guy who's a friend of mine. I've had the privilege of sharing those little boxes on TV, whether it's Fox or CNN, MSNBC, where, you know, you see two or three boxes on the screen talking about a subject. Well, Mike Paul is a top PR expert. He's known worldwide by the registered brand name, The Reputation Doctor, at Reputation Doctor LLC, excuse me for that. And he's got over 25 years experience in public relations. This is the guy that sincerely tries to help people when they go through drama in their life. Let's just leave it at drama. You'll know what we're talking about as we start talking to him. Mike Paul, welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you, Vito. Really appreciate being back.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to have you back. I watch you on TV and, you know, the whole bit. So it's been interesting. Mike, the world has changed since, man, when we started television, you know? I mean, there's so much. You know, remember back then you'd have just, you know, you'd have like this one thing kind of going on till it's played its time, and then you'd move on several months later to something else. Man, there's no shortage now. You can make your reputation doctor business just on the NFL, unfortunately, you know?
Well, as I like to say, fall of man is a recession-proof business, unfortunately. And, you know, on the crisis side of the business, which I specialize in crisis public relations and reputation management, you know, whether it's business, whether it's sports, whether it's celebrities, whether it's politics, whether it's even nonprofit organizations and charities worldwide, there's always something going on. Just look at the first fold of the newspaper is usually a crisis story.
Right. That's right, because that's what sells the papers, right, Mike?
Sells news, period. And, you know, what I like to say now, and I counsel clients, when you're dealing with the news business, for example, today, it's just called content. Where you watch it, read it, or hear it really doesn't matter anymore because it's coming at the speed of light and there's so many stories each day.
I know. I mean, geez, I've been, sometimes I'll sit watching TV with my wife and I'll just maybe have my sweats on or just sitting there and all of a sudden, you know, let's just throw an old name out. Anna Nicole Smith dies or anything new going on nowadays. Cops are chasing a couple of people on the roads in California. My wife says, get ready, get ready. And all of a sudden the phone rings and, you know, and either I got to do a phoner, ladies and gentlemen, that means when the station just calls you and they put up a picture of you on the screen and you just kind of talk on that, or they'll tell you, get ready quick, the town car or whatever will pick you up and bring you to the studio. Mike, you said something interesting before, the fall of man, you said. What your percentage, obviously you work for women too, but what do you think the percentage in your business for you is of representing men to representing women?
Oh, 75% men.
Okay. That still leaves a lot of women that you've helped over the years, too.
Wow. Yeah, well, the great thing about society is women have become more powerful, have more high-paying jobs, are respected more in society, and as a result, they have public reputations. And when you have a public reputation that is in trouble, then you need help, and that's when I get the call.
Right. Yeah, you've been called a lot of things, and I don't mean this bad. I mean, PR Week magazine called you, I guess this is the Master of Disaster. Oh, Master of Disaster by Business Week. Okay, Mr.
Right.
Fix-It by Sports Illustrated, and named one of the top 100 thought leaders in trustworthy business behavior in the U.S. Wow, that's a nice award.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. I mean, you're all over the channels. Like I said before, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, NBC, and it's interesting. I love what you put here for about a true apology. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike, he'll explain this a little bit, but Mike Paul wrote here, a true apology. This is when you see that congressman, ladies and gentlemen, up before the microphone, the superstar. A true apology has three parts that I'm sure Mike teaches these people. Number one, I am sorry. Number two, it is my fault. And number three, what people want to hear, what can I do to make it right? Explain that, Mike. I know it sounds what everybody can figure out, but do you insist on that with your clients?
Absolutely. And in fact, I'll even add to it, which is there are no ifs or buts in a true apology either. You have to own it 100% yourself. And think about the rule this way. If you're a parent or if you're supervising a child and they get in trouble on the school grounds, what is it that you want them to do? Well, first, you want them to tell you the truth and the whole truth about what happened while they were on the school grounds and they got in trouble. Were they responsible for anything within the incident? And in doing so, how they're going to make it better, right?
If
your child comes home and says, "Oh well, you know, Tommy pulled my hair," okay, well that's usually just part of the story. What's the rest of the story? Were you involved at all? Did you hit him? Did you get angry at him? Did you handle it inappropriately? Well, that part you've got to own 100%. I don't really care what he did. He's not my child. He's not the one that I'm focused on. I'm focused on you. And I want to know 100% truth. And then you have to not only own it and be humble in owning it, but then you have to want to make restitution. And a lot of us forget that part. We want to just say words and move on. For example, we've had a lot of chefs get into trouble recently, from Paula Deen to Martha Stewart, to a number of different chefs. Chef just had a DWI not too long ago as well, a male chef. And one of the things that I've watched over the years with Martha Stewart is when someone today brings up her crisis of about 10 years ago, she gets very angry. She doesn't want to discuss it anymore. Well, if she was my client, the very first thing I would have told her is, you need to own this for life. You have to have humility around that issue for life. In fact, in doing so, you make it a strength.
Right, right. But you see, the good thing about our respective businesses, okay, we've been blessed, Mike. We've gained a name in what we do. So a lot of times, you know yourself, when you're dealing with the Congress people or you're dealing with celebrities, sometimes, let's say, I'm not going to say for everybody, they have a little attitude about who they are. But see, with and me, I don't find that a lot in my business because they're calling me. When they call Vito Colucci private detective, it's not time for them to put the party hats on. They're going through something major. And same thing with Mike Paul. I can picture them look across the table at you and say, Mike, man, you got to help me out. You got to really help me out, my friend, right?
Well, let me say it this way. Everybody's got an ego. And when you've made a name for yourself, you're surrounded by a lot of yes people. And when you're surrounded by a lot of yes people, your ego is usually bigger than the average person.
Right.
And when you are feeling fearful, and that's a big, big problem when we're dealing with crises, people are afraid, then that fear is sometimes hidden with anger on top of it, and many times with ego on top of it. Pushing people away, saying, trying to show their power by doing so, but underneath it is the fear. And we have to have the patience to be even bigger people than the people that we're helping, to help them to understand how important it is to allow us in to see the fear, because if the fear continues, you're never going to solve the problem.
That's a great point, Mike. We got a couple seconds left here. We're going to go into part two. We're going to discuss a lot of things, some of the athletes nowadays, and just more and more about your business. So, ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We'll be back with Mike Paul, the Reputation Doctor. Stand by.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do?
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Nobody else can call himself that. Reputation Doctor, LLC. Mike Paul, who's also a leading keynote speaker and seminar presenter regarding reputation, crisis management, and corporate communications. And when we get to the last segment, we'll tell you how you can reach him for any of those functions. Mike, you had a good background before you even became PR consulting as far as dealing with politics. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Paul was a former aide to the former U.S. Senator Alphonse D'Amato from New York, and he was also a former aide to several other leaders in the New York State legislature. That kind of gave you a little background of what the people go through, both bad and good and everything. Right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Well, Senator Pothole, which was his nickname, Senator D'Amato was and still is known for helping folks in New York State. He got the nickname Senator Pothole because he really liked to help people with problems, all types of problems. And when he solved a problem for a constituent, obviously you win a vote. I mean, you win a vote for life, usually. So that was always his strategy to best help New Yorkers. And I also took a leave of absence from my firm for a year in the late 90s before 9/11. And worked for Rudy Giuliani in New York City for a year as well. So,
wow, yeah.
All three levels of politics I worked in before really cutting my teeth and diving into PR, especially crisis PR.
Yeah, great business, great background for you. You know, let me ask you this. I mean, just because you're not involved in the Ray Rice case, right?
I'm not involved with the Ray Rice case. I have had many professional athletes in sports, including many in the NFL as clients over the years, and I have never had the NFL as a client, but I have I get calls very often from them asking for my opinion, but they have never been a client of mine directly.
Right, okay. Now, you know, we see the famous tape, the famous going to the elevator in the elevator tape. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, let's just say it's Joe Schwartz involved in that same thing, and he calls you up now, and it's all over the country. You know, you meet with the client, and a case of that nature, a bigness of it, hitting her, knocking the woman out, dragging her out. You got work to do in a case like that, right?
Well, I think, Vito, I must have done, I think by our last count here in my firm is I think I did 32 interviews on the NFL crisis over the past 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
On national TV, and my message has been the same. In fact, I could share with you, since they're not a client, I did get a phone call from the NFL when the crisis first broke, and I was very clear if they were my client, the advice I would give them, and I gave it to them pro bono free, and it was a very simple answer. This isn't about sports. This isn't about the league. This isn't about sponsors. This is a moral and ethical and societal issue. When you hear that a man has punched a woman and knocked her out before she hits the ground, and her head hits a metal bar, and then she's probably knocked out again as she hits the ground.
Right.
The first thing you do is you have a line of demarcation and a boundary in your mind to not think of those other things I just mentioned.
Okay.
And to say, get the union on the phone. We know their job is going to try and best protect this player. As commissioner and a leader, I have a professional opinion immediately. He will not be playing in this league. I will use everything in my power to make sure that he is off the field immediately. I recognize that he is sick, which no one has been using as a message, by the way. He's a sick man.
Right.
He needs help. And as a union, I call, because the league has two parts, the front office and the league union. We know that you're going to best fight for your player. We hope that you're going to agree with us, because we're going to say it immediately, that he deserves to be off the field for his actions. This is beyond our sport.
Right.
But we want, because he has a union that cares for him, we want to get the best possible mental health care that money could buy to best help him and his family. And that did not happen.
Mike. Very, very good message in light of everything. You know, with that case, I listen to a lot of TV because, you know, like yourself, I don't know when they're going to pick up the phone and call me, so I try to stay current on the criminal stuff. But, you know, it got a little much with that. Oh, man, I had to finally turn that off. It was every program, you know? So it is what it is. They're working it out. And our listeners, I'd like to tell you that Mike has, we're not going to speak about what he did for them, but Mike has counseled over the years Citicorp, United Airlines, Verizon, Hitachi, Toyota, Dunkin' Donuts, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Phil McConkey, football player, Mark Astineau, a lot of football players on here, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, Aretha Franklin, American Red Cross, Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, Jesse Jackson, and the list goes on and on. I'm just touching the surface without knowing anything about the case, only because I admired the guy. How cool was it to meet Joe Frazier?
Joe Frazier was amazing. Both him and Muhammad Ali, sadly, I was at Joe Frazier's funeral a few years ago. We know he sadly passed away. Muhammad Ali was there. All the greats of the boxing world were there. I became close with his family. I was there, obviously, to show my respect to his son and his family.
Sure.
And it was, you know, a tragedy. But to be around him and to work with him and to see him smiling and to see him in good spirits, that's what made me, happy. He'd been through a lot, but he is one of the legends of our country, an amazing legacy to the boxing world. And Muhammad Ali will be the first to say that, as someone that's considered the greatest boxer to ever live, he would never have been the man and the boxer that he is if he never fought Joe Frazier.
That's right. They had their trilogy there. Amazing. Nothing, I mean, their first fight in Madison Square Garden, I believe it was, their first fight is called by many the greatest fight ever.
That's exactly right.
So, I mean, you had a chance to meet both of those people involved in possibly the greatest fight ever in history. So, we're going to be, I don't know if that was I think we're heading to a hard break now over here, Mike. So in thinking that, we're going to be coming back with you. We're going to touch on some other subjects. So ladies and gentlemen, just stand by. We're going to be back with the Reputation Doctor, Mike Paul.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Simply the Best by Tina Turner. We are on today with Mike Paul, the Reputation Doctor. And ladies and gentlemen, I think Mike Paul is simply the best. I've had a chance to observe him over the years and watch him on the shows. And when I wrote my first book, I had a little segment in there about people that, you know, I really admire. I didn't put too many names in it at the time. But this is Mike, when I have the TV in the background playing, and I'm maybe in another room and I hear Mike's going to be on, I go in the room because I want to see his comments all the time. So you're right up there, Mike. That's for sure, man. You're simply the best, kid.
You're very sweet, man. Thank you so much. You know, yeah. Vito, you're excellent at what you do, and I talk about you all the time. You know, we just heard a song by an amazing woman, which is a great example of rehab and your reputation, you know, with all the issues that we're hearing today about domestic
good
violence.
Good lead-in. Perfect song for that, right? Forgot.
You know, what a turnaround. She was able to speak openly in a time when it was not popular to talk about being abused by your husband, right?
Mm.
And it endeared us in our hearts even closer because we knew how difficult it was for her to talk about her pain. Not just blame her husband and talk about what she went through, but her ownership stake in it. And just an amazing, strong woman that is an example for us all.
Yeah, and Mike, this was a woman that was beaten regularly, knocked out, beaten to a pulp, and still got on a stage and did her work and, you know, consoled with her friends. Of course, that was back in the era where it was kind of hidden a lot more. Don't you think, Mike, if you go back 30 years ago compared to now, that didn't make the mainline press too much?
And it's a sad thing today that we're still afraid to talk about domestic violence issues. We're still afraid to talk about any type of mental health issue. And we're certainly still not educated, both as women and especially men, about how abuse is not just physical, it is emotional.
Right, that's a good point. And, you know, nowadays we do have the women's groups that will show up at every court appearance. Okay, they will back up the person, like a Tina Turner that had been just beaten. And it's amazing. I picked that song to specify you as what I thought was simply the best, and that led into the whole Tina Turner thing. I didn't even have that on my mind. That was a great pickup on that. It's excellent because, man, she goes back a long time ago. That's when it happened with her.
Amazing. Still going strong.
That's for sure. That's, you know, and look what happened. Ike Turner, I think from everything I read, her former husband didn't have a good life even after she left him back then. I think it was pretty bad from everything I remember reading, you know? So
about what happens in society when the truth comes out. The victim, who also takes the ownership stake in saying that, you know, I picked him, you know, I decided to stay with him, but also points out what she's been through. Obviously, that's not something that's accepted in society. So how difficult must it have been for him to walk out his door once the world learned what he did?
Mm, That's for sure. That's for sure. Let me ask you, Mike. You get a phone call from somebody. Let's just throw in an athlete. But this is in advance before he gets popped and arrested. This is maybe a month, 2-3 months before any of this stuff's going to hit the press. Do you get many calls from people that's going to say to you, Mike Paul, look, I'd like to meet with you because some stuff's going to come down on me over the next couple months and I'm going to have everything in place. Does it work out like that sometimes?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Does it usually work out that way? Is that the most popular call I get? No. And the reason for it is because we mentioned since the beginning of man, fall of man has been around for forever. Well, what comes along with that is fear and being an ostrich and wanting to put your head in the sand and hope that it just doesn't happen. That's human nature. We run from things first. No one wants to be honest and say that themselves early on. They have to be counseled usually to get to that point. But yeah, that's a major problem that we don't think from that perspective. I'll tell you what does happen. People will watch me on TV, see something similar that they've been hiding for a long time, and through fear, because they know what they've done, I'll get a proactive phone call.
Wow.
But it's really not proactive because the person knows for years, right, what they've done wrong. Now they're just twice as afraid of getting caught.
And in your business, Mike, just to tell our listeners, you travel all over, I'm sure. I mean, a lot of times I'm sure you have to go meet the subject just because of maybe their job or whatever's going on. And sometimes you just tell them, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mike is out of New York City. He's been there for a long, long time, Upper West Side guy. So keep that in mind when the last segment when he gives you information how to reach him. But you travel a lot, I would imagine, right?
Oh, yes. This year alone, I have clients all over the world. I've been to Korea. I've been to China. I've been to Europe, several countries in Europe. I've been to Canada. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to Brazil. I've been in the Caribbean. I've been all over the place already, and it's still got a couple of months left in the year.
I know. Let me ask you this question. I'm sure in your years of doing this, you've had to tell a client, no, I will not say that. No, I'm not going to lie about that part. And I'm not going to stand up there and catch myself in something really bad. I'm sure you've had to do that to somebody stubborn, right?
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, Vito. Even more so than how you're describing it. Anyone who knows me, if I'm recommended to a potential client, and that's usually how I get my clients, not just from TV, but through helping somebody else, and I've been recommended by them, the first thing they say is, he has the nickname the Reputation Doctor for a reason. He can help. That's the good news. The bad news is, he's not in the spin business. You're looking for somebody to spin a story and to tell a lie for you, he's the wrong guy. He'll get off the phone in 5 minutes. So how I've made a name for myself is doing the exact opposite of what people think I do for a living. My job is to be a counselor first. I have all the skills of PR, media relations, and publicity, but that's the easy stuff. Mm-hmm. The difficult stuff, like in medicine, right? There are brain surgeons. Well, the brain surgery of the public relations business is crisis PR. And we're supposed to be counselors. We're supposed to be able to have the patience and the psychological training as well as the publicity training to help our clients through some major struggles that they're going through to best rehabilitate their reputation. That's what crisis PR experts are supposed to be doing. So when I know that my client has done wrong, it's my job to make sure I tell them, look, I'm not so sure you're telling me the whole truth here. By the way, when you call and you sign a contract with me, even before you sign a contract with me, I do my due diligence. So you want to go back to my political background? I was one of the best experts in the country at opposition research on political campaigns before I was ever in public relations, and it's a very important tool to best help my clients. So I'm going to find out the truth, whether you're going to tell me or not.
Yeah, I mean, because your profession is so different from mine. I mean, I want to know the truth from my clients. You know, I do murder cases. I do all kinds of cases. And I want to know, because I don't want to be made a fool of in court. You are standing in front of microphones on worldwide television, and you're saying to that person, hey, tell me the truth. I'm not going to stand up unless I know I'm 100% right. Because that's a business wrecker, right? Wrecks a business.
Well, it's more than that. I can't help them if I don't know the truth. In the court of law, as you know, it's different. That's why the court of public opinion and the court of law are usually like oil and water. And I sit across tables every day with some of the best attorneys in the world, and I argue on behalf of my client, because it's the client's job to decide which counselor, either the legal counselor or the reputation counselor, we're going to listen to. And what lawyers don't like is that tipping point is changing now, which is they're realizing, average clients are realizing, their reputations many times are much more important than going to jail, much more important than paying a fine. Those are the two things that you're concerned about with the law, either going to jail and paying a fine. And many times I give my client advice, if you go to jail for 6 months and have to pay a $200,000 fine, for example, but you come out with your reputation and the ability to make money and provide for yourself and your family when you get out, why is that a loss? Your attorney will tell you that's a loss. I'm thinking long term. Your attorney doesn't want a loss on their record. They're thinking of their reputation first. And that usually makes an attorney very angry, but that's the truth.
Well, stand by, Mike. We're going to a hard break. We'll be right back with the reputation doctor, Mike Paul. Tell me, don't lie.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
When you got to come clean with your boss, if you're a sports star, and the big Fortune 500 companies gets to the point where, man, you're caught. You're caught. Police are coming for you. You know, and that's when my guest, my friend, comes onto the scene to help you whatever way he can. The reputation doctor, Mike Paul. And, you know, Mike, we've had fun today. I learned a lot about you. I enjoy that. I tell the listeners all the time, hey, I like television a heck of a lot. I really love doing television. But I also said to them, you know, I like radio even more. You stretch out, man, you got your sweats on, your drink, and it's doing what we're doing. I end the show today knowing a lot more about Mike Paul, and so do our listeners. So let me ask you this. I always ask my guests as we get to the last segment. You've done a lot. 7 to 10 years from now, what is still out there for you that maybe you haven't done or you want to continue to do? What do you want? What's deep in your heart yet?
Well, I can tell you a little surprise. I'm in talks right now to do my own TV show, and probably late next year it will launch.
Wow.
And I'm writing my first book as well. So, you know, taking the consulting, which has been building, maintaining, and repairing reputations of all kinds around the world, especially those big public reputations of corporations and public people. And now we're going to take that same skill set and help some fallen heroes as well as average folks and bring it to the masses and help millions of people at a time instead of one at a time, which I'm looking forward to.
Wow. Well, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Paul, stay tuned. Look for that name in your papers and on TV. That's going to be exciting, Mike. I know myself, I just finished some stuff for the History Channel, and it's just some cool stuff. But to have a show that's going to be after, you know, done because of your type of work is amazing. And let's go to that book part. Wow, that I can remember when my first book came in the mail, in the box, and I opened the box, and I held that book in my hand, and I just kept staring at it. You're going to see what I mean. You're going to think about me when you hold up that book the first time. You're going to say, wow, because right underneath all this stuff, Reputation Doctor, you have to add author at that time then. And that's going to be exciting,
well,
my friend.
If your listeners like the show Scandal, which is a big hit on TV, of course, these days,
right?
That's a fake show. That's a fictitious character, if you will.
Right.
And my show will be real, and it won't just be about politics. It'll be about celebrities and athletes and corporate executives and organizations that get in big trouble, and we'll be helping them every week.
Okay. Now, folks, don't think because Mike is on the Upper West Side of New York and you're on the other side of the country hearing the show that he cannot help you. You've heard what he said in the last segment about traveling. Are you traveling to him? Tell people how they can reach you, Mike, the best way to reach you, contact numbers or whatever it may be.
Sure. The best way to reach me, if you are using social media, Twitter, my Twitter handle is @ReputationDR. And my website for my firm is reputationdoctor.com.
Okay. Yeah, folks, like I said, I don't put on simply the best as one of our songs unless I really feel that about the guest on my show. And he deserves
it. Oh, thank you, buddy.
He does a lot of hard work, and it's paid off. He's a perfect example of you know, he laid it all out. He started in you know, with the different people in government, laid it out 25 years. That's the same amount of time, Mike, that I've been open with my business. It's 25 years I celebrated this year. And
good for you.
Nice to look. Thank you. It's nice to look back at that whole thing. And Mike, do you deal with the press a lot too? I know, you know, you got the microphones
in front of
you. But so you get the calls from, like, I do the New York Times and all different things, and it just depends. I'm sure you do what I do also. I'm sure you kind of do. Well, Mary, I'm not really, until I discuss that part with my client, let's not go there on that. You know, all that kind of stuff too, right? You have your own way of working it.
Well, I have the privilege of being a talking head in the news to best help other people and analyze problems, but I also work in the public relations business, so of course I have relationships external to my own brand and helping my clients get in the news to try and rehabilitate their reputations. So whether it's producers or editors or top journalists of all kinds, online, offline, TV, radio, print, you know, it's my job to know them, and they change jobs all the time, so I am networking with them all the time and talking to them all the time and visiting them face-to-face and keeping in touch with them so that I can best help my clients.
Let me ask you this question, because I've had this with my children. I got 5 kids, 4 daughters and a son, and very seldom, but once in a while my phone will ring, and it'll be one of my daughters watching a big case going on, and mm-hmm. You know, Dad, you're not going to get involved in that case, are you? He killed his wife, and he's killed all the kids, and blah, you know, you didn't say nothing to me about it. You're not going to get involved in that. Yeah, have you ever had any pressure from family-wise or anything, don't get involved in a case?
You know, the only thing is you have to remind them.
Because of the magnitude,
sure,
of it, Mike.
But remember, I do crisis PR, which means they have high-profile reputations to start. Not everyone else in the job that they do are always dealing with, let's say, the top 1% of society, whatever that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 9 times out of 10, my stories are going to be those types. The bigger question is there a client I would not take? That's a critical question.
Okay.
And the answer to that is I have a hard time dealing with someone who has a 97 or 98% recidivism rate just by science. And that, of course, would be pedophiles and that type of a case. So that's difficult for me. But what really is the determining factor is the client's heart to want to change and being truthful to me, no matter what they've done. I believe that everyone deserves a second chance.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of time again. Check out our shows all the time. And I promise you, great guests every week. And Mike Paul, thank you very much. It was good to talk with you the other day. And, I mean, we wound up talking on the phone, I don't know how long, just talking about different topics ourselves, you know? And I was looking forward
to
today because, you know, people sometimes say to me, well, you know, Vito, you're such a good host or this or that. And I'd rather be called a facilitator because I hear what Mike Paul says to me and I go on to the next question about it, see? And that's what I'd rather be called. And when you have guests like I have on that are TV people and everything, it's very easy to do that. So Mike Paul, Reputation Doctor, folks, check him out if you ever need him. Give him a call. Mike, thank you very much for today.
Thank you, buddy. Anytime.
Okay.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.